As wheat farmers look toward planting, there are a number of variety options to choose from. But Kansas State University wheat breeder Alan Fritz says there are some varieties that come to the top in each area of the state.
You know, for instance, I think in South Central Kansas, I think both Larry and Zenda fit really well.
Zenda and Larry are two varieties that were developed in Fritz's breeding program at K-State. He says Zenda, which has been called the Everest replacement, is recommended for all of central and eastern Kansas and is generally significantly better than Everest for a number of characteristics.
When I look at the data, Zenda's done really well in sort of our ambient growing conditions where we haven't applied fungicide. So the disease package is very strong. It has very good stripe rust resistance. It has good leaf rust resistance, has pretty good tan spot resistance, and again, it has the fusarium resistance, very similar to Everest.
Fritz says Larry has also performed well.
Larry has just been a really good, consistent performer for us during development, and as we start to look at some of the data from the variety tests over kind of a 3-year or 4-year time span, Larry's just been a very strong performer. So in South Central Kansas, when you average it over those 3 or 4 years, Larry's at the very top.
In Western Kansas, a different set of varieties take over the top of Fritz's recommendations.
As you go into Western Kansas, then we start to worry about other things, drought tolerance, wheat streak, some of those sort of things. And so, you know, there's just a different set of varieties that are a good fit out there.
Wheat streak mosaic virus has been an issue in Western Kansas over the past few years, causing a conservative $76.8 million in direct losses to wheat farmers in 2017. While there are a few varieties with some resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus or the wheat curl mite, Fritz says the best way to mitigate the virus is to control volunteer wheat.
If you can encourage your neighbor to control their volunteer, that's great. Obviously, you can't force people to do things. Somewhat delaying planting a little bit can help, but really you're kind of looking at what are your options in terms of varieties that stand up to wheat streak a little bit better. So there are some things with tolerance. There's some things with resistance with curl mite.
K-State has two varieties with resistance to wheat streak mosaic virus, including the hard white wheat, Joe, and the hard red winter wheat, Oakley CL. Joe has a well-stocked disease package, indicating resistance to stripe rust, leaf rust, and wheat streak mosaic virus. Joe is a strong variety and a high yielder for Western Kansas.
We've really tried to make sure that when we bring something forward through KWA, that it's really what we think is a really good fit for production. It has real value on acres.
For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.